Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, Christ is at hand. Jesus would never deceive his people, never mislead them. What he says is always perfectly true. But surface skimmers will never discover this. They'll take a look, decide it's unbelievable, and either concoct an even more unbelievable explanation or walk away from faith altogether. Have you ever cringed a bit when preachers say Jesus is definitely coming and coming soon? I have, because I don't want God's truth to be ridiculed or ignored. So why the title of this article, Christ is at Hand? Why do I carry on with a line of thinking that will cause some to lose faith? Well, read again. My title does not promise a soon coming, though it may be relatively soon. Jesus never promised this. He promised that when he came, he would come quickly, swiftly, in the twinkling of an eye. No evolution, no warm-up. Signs beforehand, yes, but the actual appearance, immediate. I say what he said, that his coming is near. Now, that's not only a chronological word, that's a geographical one. The Greek, pronounced engus, means at hand. In Luke 21:8, it's the time is said to be engus, the time is near. But then in the next chapter, Judas draws engus, draws near to Christ to kiss him. You see, we earthbounds think that near means soon, but another think or so reminds us of the time we almost won the maiden's heart, or we almost got the prize, or almost fell down the steps. A miss can sometimes be as good as a mile, but near is almost, not altogether. I enjoy taking a radical approach to Scripture, that is, believing it as it is. John in Revelation 1:3 says that his coming is engus. John and all the early believers believed it would be soon. They were wrong. But the word they used for Scripture, for us, was correct. It was at hand. It was very close. And it still is. Some say, well, if it was so close back then, it must be very close now. Well, no, we can't run away with the text. The time is still at hand. It's engus. We're still very near. Just as we always were. He hovers, he waits, while the gospel seeks out every nook and cranny on earth, hopeful of one more who will be saved. When Antichrist comes and is given his permission to do his worst, the church's ranks will thin out. The salt will be removed, not by rapture, but by destruction. When salt is removed, the Creator's taste for the planet will be lessened, until finally that which is hovering will be landed. The best example I could think of is the helicopter. It can stay in one place for long periods of time. It can be very near, at hand, without being at its final destination. So the Lord is not far from each of us. We need not yell our prayers. His Spirit is within us, and His body hovers over the planet, seeking and saving and soon wrapping up His program for mankind. Let's not grow weary waiting. This word is especially meaningful to our North Korean friends, suffering in prison camps for their faith. Hang on. Pray for them today, will you? Above all, let us not corrupt and change His word because we thought that maybe a mistake was made. It's still true. I can hear the wings whooshing above us right now. How about you? Thank you for listening. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more information about North Korea and other things. You can make links there to go over to sermon audio where you can hear other Bible teachings that I've taught through the years. Go to the website to see how to do that. EzineArticles.com, E-Z-I-N-E articles, also hosts North Korean and Bible articles. Helium.com also. North Korea needs Jesus and His Word. We want to do everything we can here to get God's people to pray so that this will happen. Let's pray that God will have His way in Chosun and in our lives too. Meanwhile, Jesus Christ is at hand. God bless you.